Hey y'all, I wanted to get on here real quick before I got started with my work today. God is building me into the woman I have always meant to be. Through every test and trial, lesson, blessing, every yes or no that I've received, He's building me up. And you know, I didn't get it at first. I was like, why me, Lord? You know. But it's necessary, you know. Now, it's not pretty, but it's very necessary, you know. Because, listen, when God is taking me through a season of building, I'm ready, no joke, to be like, yeah, now, Lord, I'm good on it. But He'll convict me, and I'll be asking for forgiveness. Sometimes the pressure is heavy because I haven't given it to Him. I'm not resting in Him, you know. He said in His word that His load is light and there is rest. But I'm not resting. Hence why it's heavy, you know. The building is heavy anyway, but when you don't decide to rest in God like He's told you to, it's much heavier, you know. Because you're not totally resting in Him. No matter what I tell myself, I'm not resting in Him. Because I begin to be overwhelmed, frustrated, and on this trip of, oh, why me? You know, and it's only because I'm not resting in Him, you know. God is always with me, but I always forget to allow Him to carry the load. I forget to give Him the load, the mind, what is the word? The crowded mind, I forget to give it to Him, you know, because I'm trying to be in control. And in our reality, I have no control. But the frustration and the heaviness is because I'm trying to have control. And instead of giving it to Him, I choose to hold on to it, you know. But my job is to focus on Him, whether it feels good, looks good, good or bad. I'm weighed down because I'm trying to be a burden bearer when that is not my portion. My portion is to rest and focus on Him and allow Him to be God. I'm not God. Now, pressure is needed. God will allow us to endure so that we may be stronger. Also, I have a cross to carry, just like my Savior did. I'm not exempt. He said in His word, if you want to be my disciples, you must lay down your life and pick up your cross and follow me. Self-explanatory. You have to go through something. You have to deal with something. It may not be the extent of what Jesus went through, but you have to go through something. Whenever I told God yes, I said yes to all things. Lord, whatever you want me to say, I'll say. Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. Lord, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. My yes wasn't conditional. It couldn't be. Jesus' yes wasn't. So I must lay down my life, my will, my way to follow Jesus. The pressure was on once I told Jesus yes. Once I made that decision, the pressure was on. God says to get in my word, apply it, and stay there so that I can prepare you for what's to come. I had to understand that it is and was necessary for my growth. Here lately, I've been saying each day when I'm going through something or feeling some type of way, I'll say, Lord, I know this here is because you are building me. I have to trust you. Lord, thank you for the construction. And once I do that, God gives me a peace because I'm recognizing that this too shall pass, but at the same time that He's building me up to be the woman that he has called me to be the disciple he has called me to be, and to, you know, help others be disciples for Christ. So, Lord, I thank you for making and molding me. Lord, continue to use me, speak through me, speak to me, to your people, Lord. And I thank you for today. I thank you for whoever was able to listen to this message, see this message, and they were able to understand where I'm coming from and understand what I am trying to do as I post each and every video. Lord, I thank you. God, use me. You all have a good one.